for Schools. David Scott is the Community Education Officer for the Orange Order and joins us now. Morning, David.
Morning, Karen.
So what's the idea behind this poster then?
The initial idea behind the education resource was really to try and put history in its proper context and to support the teacher, educationalist, or indeed students in the classroom environment, because we're trying to give young people a better understanding, challenge them, give them more opportunity to explore and discover history for themselves, and not base the knowledge that they may think they have on either hearsay or indeed other people's opinions. So it's about first-hand information to get them, make them more inquisitive, really.
What's been the uptake from schools? Is there one sector keener to get involved than another?
The uptake has been amazing, actually, from the maintained school sector, which is traditionally viewed as the Catholic maintained school sector, as you're aware, and we're having a wee bit more of a challenge engaging with the controlled school sector, which would be deemed to be more Protestant.
Why?
It's interesting. We're not exactly sure the thinking behind it. We have our own perception, our own thoughts on it. Perhaps there's more willingness, perhaps, on the maintained school sector. They're more curious, they're more inquisitive, they're keen to learn. So that's one aspect of it. Perhaps in the controlled school sector, there's maybe just a lacking of confidence, or perhaps maybe it's just a theory that perhaps they think they know enough about the tradition simply because the majority of the pupils come from the Protestant tradition. So we're not really sure, Karen, what the nuts and bolts of it are, to be honest.
Does the poster encourage pupils to look into the controversies? Is D for Drumcree?
No, it's not actually. The poster is very historically orientated. It is entitled On the Trail of King William, as simple as ABC. And it's designed specifically to support history at key stage 3 of the national curriculum. But it also supports elements of the citizenship programme, Learning for Life and Works. So the teacher has an opportunity to vary and to throw aspects of the poster from whatever part of the curriculum to the other. But it's mostly all historically related, as you rightly say. D is actually for Dromore, and that relates to the break of Dromore in County Down in 1689, which really was the first defeat for the Williamites. So that also highlights up another aspect of misperception that whenever the Williamite campaign commenced here in Ireland, that it was always a win-win situation for King William's army, but that wasn't necessarily the case. And we tried to throw up little anomalies like that throughout the poster.
Do you think, though, a time might come when D is for Drumcree or T is for Twaddell? I know you're not accountable for Orange Order policy, David. Certainly not. You're the education officer. But these are issues which presumably make it more difficult for you to get the education minister a message across.
Actually, it very rarely does the marching position come up on debate within the classroom environment. It's very much about dates, putting the story into context, what was happening in 1689, 1690, William's relationship to the other king, King James, the unique relationship between the two men. Those are more the questions that come up. Occasionally you might get the odd debate about the modern aspect to the Orange tradition, but it's very, very rare. Perhaps as time moves on and we have become a more confident society, and we become more engaging with one another, I think perhaps that's the time it'll come. But I think we're just in those early stages of the idea, the concept of a shared future. And this is something that we're very keen to do with this poster, is to support the teacher in the classroom. Because in a report, actually, by the University of Ulster, there was an aspect of that report written, and it was talking about how to present the history, teaching of history in Northern Ireland, creating like an oasis of calm really in the classroom environment.
Okay.
And it said in that teachers needed to be equipped with the right kinds of resources.
All right.
It's not basic that we're very keen to support.
David? I'm sorry there, I'm afraid we're going to have to end things, but thank you, David
thank
Scott
you,
there,
Karen.
Community
Good morning.
Education Officer for the Orange Order.